This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for Commodity Classic, and I'm with Jay Van Ruckel with Premier. Jay, how are you?
Great, thank you.
So, Jay, you are the product manager for the ag division, is that correct?
That's correct, and my recent focus has been with the biomass collection and all the bioenergy projects that we're looking at.
So can you be a little more specific on what some of those projects are that in technologies that you're working on for biomass?
Of course, our current hay tool line is a big help for collecting round bales of switchgrass or corn stover or whatever. So our current line kind of serves a purpose. But then the latest and really our most focused effort towards biomass collection is the corn cob collector, the CCX 770.
So how does that product work exactly?
We hook behind a class 7 or greater combine, and we catch all the material coming out of the back of the combine, and then we sort out the cobs from the other residue. We blow the leaves and husks back to the soil and just collect the corn cob.
So, Jay, does this happen while they're harvesting, or is it a one-pass system?
One-pass system. The one thing they would have to add into their harvest system would be a way to transport the cobs to storage. So just like a grain cart pulls away the corn and goes to a truck or whatever, we'll want a cob catcher that moves the cobs from the combine to storage.
So how long have you been working on this technology?
We have had the project going for over 2 years now, and we actually worked with a farmer from Nebraska who had been working on it for 10 years prior to that, and we partnered up and bought the patent from him, and we've been moving full speed ahead since then. So 2 years.
So Jay, is full speed ahead mean that a farmer can actually get this technology today?
Or absolutely.
Is it, they
yep.
can't? Okay.
In 2009, we offered units for rent only. 2010, we're going to offer some rental units, but also retail units. So whoever would like one is more than welcome to give me a ring.
So you mentioned earlier sort of the biomass crops or the energy crops. You know, you mentioned switchgrass, haze, obviously the specific technology for the corn cobs. Are you doing any research on other types of crops as well?
We kind of try to attend a lot of conferences, meet with the leaders in the industry, and try to understand what crops are going to identify as their sole source or dual source for energy. So it seems to us currently wood is obviously going to be used quite often. Some of the corn residues, wheat straw. You have the new generation switchgrass, miscanthus is another crop you hear quite often. So what actually becomes commercially viable, I think, is still up in the air. So we're trying to gauge the market and throw our efforts towards the ones that are leading the way.
Right. Now, although we've focused on, you know, the energy crops and biomass, it's not all the equipment you have for growers. So since we are at Commodity, can you tell me a little bit about some of the other pieces of equipment you have for farmers here?
Vermeer invented a round baler back in 1971, so that's our bread and butter for the ag line. We have a full line of pull-type mowers and three-point mowers so they can mow their forage crops. We have tedding devices, raking devices, wheel rakes, bar rakes, and rotary rakes. And then we have the balers. We have a bale processor that is common for a cattle feeder to be able to feed or bed his cattle around bale, grind it up, freshen it up before it goes to feed. That's kind of the core of our product line.
Great. And Jake, where can you know, growers maybe who are here aren't here go to get more information about your products?
VermeerAg.com is our website, and or they could call 1-800-370-3659.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Thank you.